The football field has become a second home for him. A place he has known since childhood and a spot he's been ever since. Playing a long NFL career that few ever get to achieve. And doing it by having the drive and determination to put in the work to be the best.
You know, to be a great player, it just takes, you know, understanding your weaknesses, you know, understanding your strengths, and then going out there and attacking them, you know, and working towards them. And I think it's just consistently being that guy that every day is going to show up and be the consistent worker, and then identify the things you need to get better at, and then attacking those and getting better at them, I think. And just taking that, you know, and taking, you know, be able to take your coaching and know that you're not perfect or great at everything, and just try to get better at those things as you move forward.
As a linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings, Chad Greenway has prospered to become a record-breaking defender in the Vikings history books. But his work on other fields has been just as rewarding. As the NFL season is about to begin, Greenway can still be found working, just on another type of field, this time hosting the Chad Greenway Football Clinic in Hutchinson. A chance to use the tools and tricks he's learned over a long NFL career and pass them down to the next generation.
Well, I think that, you know, sports and life really are just hand in hand. You know, there's a lot of things you can learn from sports that are going to treat you well in life, and, you know, teamwork, you know, given an opportunity, take advantage of the opportunity. And I think just appreciation is just this generation, the young kid generation coming up, seems like a lot of things need to be handed to them. You know, it's just, you know, here you go. You know, here's the keys to the car, and it should be that easy. Well, here at the camp, we make you work for it. You know, we make you work hard for 2 days. We make you work hard by, you know, in different ways. You know, learn about how to be a high character individual. You know, what it takes to be selfless. Working, you know, teamwork in the strength conditioning section. You know, teamwork out here on the football field. Meeting new people, and then just appreciating this opportunity and understanding that not a lot of kids are getting the same opportunity across the state of Minnesota and in the U.S.
Working with kids and making a difference in the community has been a big key for Chad and his wife Jenny. Together, they formed the Lead the Way Foundation, an organization created in 2008 to make a difference with youth throughout the upper Midwest. The impact has been endless, and he knows the ability to make a difference comes in large part to the game of football.
I think I appreciate just what the game can do for you, what it can do for your family, obviously what it can do for a community, what it can do for me, like our foundation, just to be able to give back in so many different ways. And, you know, when I first came in, I didn't think we'd ever have a foundation that was doing all these things. I think it kind of just came up pretty organically, and one thing led to another, and we're doing all these events, and it's been great. And, you know, just make a positive impact. It's just, it makes you feel so good to be able to do things like that. But, you know, I'm still a football player and excited to get there for the season, and obviously looking forward to a great year.
His work in the community is second to none, quite like his durability on the other football field. Entering his 10th season, the South Dakota native has spent his entire career in purple, a rare feat that is tough to achieve in the modern-day NFL world.
The reason you start playing football is because you're with all your buddies. I mean, you're a kid growing up on the playground, you just be able to spend time and compete and have fun with your buddies, and then, you know, it comes to become this bigger thing. And I think now they've been in the NFL for 10 years, you know, you really do appreciate the game and what it's all about, you know, the camaraderie, the guys being together, being around the coaches, and learning the game and getting better and constantly trying to, you know, reinvent yourself, you know, every year for me has now became a little more difficult, but it's still fun for me to do, and so excited to be able to get to game day and to be able to put it out there in front of everybody else and try to compete and win.
His numbers put him in the category with some of the greatest to ever play for the Vikings. As he prepares for the season opener on Monday night, he knows his days in the NFL are winding down, but he never stops working to be the best linebacker he can be.
It's what it's all about, is to put all the work in and to know that every day you woke up and you tried to put your best foot forward to make yourself better and to go out there then to put it all, you know, to let everybody show everybody what you've done and what you've been up to and how much work you've put in and show the improvements that you've made. And then to do as a team and to do it again, to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself, a team, and have the camaraderie with your buddies and to be able to do it together is what it's really what football is all about. That's why it's, in my opinion, the ultimate team game.
For the past decade, Chad Greenway has been a leader and key contributor on the Vikings defense. When he puts on the uniform on Monday night, it will mark his 10th season here in Minnesota as a Viking, the only uniform he hopes to wear in his NFL career. His work and impact the past decade has been endless, but there is no place he would rather be than on the gridiron.